Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm the executive director here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Join us on weekends here on St. Gabriel Radio. Today we're going to be reflecting on a gospel reading from the fourth chapter of Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them all and came out of him without doing any harm. They were all amazed, and they said to one another, and friends, I think this is the key verse of today's scripture, at least the one I want to reflect on today. What is there about his word? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out. And then news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. What is there about his word? What is there about his word? Jesus alone has the word that speaks with authority. Jesus is the word that speaks with authority. We remember in that opening reading from John's gospel, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We see this connection between this idea of the Word and Jesus himself. What is there about his Word? When Jesus speaks into our lives, things happen. When Jesus speaks, period, things happen, right? The opening of John's gospel, it parallels the opening of scripture when we see the first words of God in Genesis chapter 1, right? In the beginning, there was nothing, that there was an empty void, and then God spoke, and God said, "Let there be light." And what happened? There was light. When God speaks, things happen, right? Our whole Catholic faith sort of orbits around this idea of the Word of God transforming. We see the source and summit of our Catholic faith, the mystery of the Eucharist itself, that at God's Word, bread and wine are transformed, are transubstantiated into the body and blood of Jesus. When God speaks his word, things happen. In today's scripture reading, we see that God speaks a word, and his word in power and authority accomplishes what it speaks. When God speaks the word at creation, his word with power and authority accomplishes what he speaks. When God speaks the word, when the priest speaks the word at Mass, the words of consecration, God's word in power and authority accomplishes what he speaks. God's word is the most powerful force in our universe. God's word is God himself. If we're struggling in our lives, if we're struggling in our challenges, if we're struggling in situations and circumstances, if we're experiencing a life of joy, if we're experiencing a life of confidence, if we're desiring greater impact in our ministry, in our family, if we're desiring for greater transformation of our heart, if we've been in a place of isolation and are seeking greater response, if we're seeking greater access to Jesus, if we're seeking greater confidence, if we're seeking greater joy, if we're seeking greater purity, what's the answer? What do we need? We need God's word. God's word speaks with power and authority, both in situations of miraculous circumstance and in the depths of our heart. Friends, my invitation to you today and every day is to center ourselves on God's word. Begin every day with a return to, a reflection on God's word, both written in scripture and written in our hearts. So let's pray together. Lord, speak to us. Speak to us again through your revelation in your word and scripture, Lord, and speak to us in the silence of our hearts. Speak to us through circumstances. Speak to us through relationships. But Lord, whatever you do, I pray that you'd give us the faith to hear your word today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.